It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And it's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, sitting along with Andrew P. Shea. We are going to talk about the quarterback position in this quarter. Quarter number two, though, is brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We've been telling you all along, if you want an RV for a single game, this is the place to go. But the big news is our buddy Mark over at GoPSURV.com is going to be renting his RVs at half price for Appalachian State. He's going crazy for that opener, not only half price for our Keystone Kickoff listeners, he's also going to do an open house. There's going to be Friday night, Saturday morning. You got to go. Tasting barbecue and wine from the 409 folks. Labatt Blue, our new friend Kevin, and his crew will be there. And the big news also, Mark is going to raffle off, for anyone who shows up for the open house, a free RV for the Maryland game. How about that, Andy?
Hey, Jimmy, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
If you need someone from the Keystone Sports Network as a representative for the Appalachian State game to be there, to meet the fans, talk a little football or whatever.
You're volunteering?
Shoot me a text. I'll be in on the raffle. I wouldn't mind being in on the raffle. And if I happen to, say, win the raffle, you, the listener, are going to win because then we will do something to give you that raffle. If I should win, I want in on it.
I'm not sure. I think we're going to have to disqualify you from that, Andy.
But I'd be glad to go up. I'm just saying. It sounds like a spectacular weekend. Half price and an open house. There's no reason not to show up.
A lot of good things. If you want to check it out, go to GoPSURV.com. Andy, let's talk quarterback. And we talked about this off the air, what we wanted to talk about for this Andy's tape. And you talked about, let's go after the quarterback position. Tell me why.
Well, so one thing that struck me since James Franklin took over, and this is a direct reflection of Trace McSorley, was he had recruited him in Vanderbilt, and almost everybody that recruited him was going to flip him to defensive back. And James simply said, if you come to Vanderbilt, when he was at Vanderbilt, I will give you an opportunity at quarterback. We all know Trace wanted to go to Penn State desperately, but Penn State at that time was not interested in him. Then James got the Penn State job, and he held his offer to that kid because he thought, in the system that he runs of an offense and the way he runs his offense and the type of quarterback that he wants to run and pull the triggers in this offense, that Trace McSorley was the perfect kind of quarterback to do it. The thing I wanted to talk about was, yes, this is about Trace and being a two-year starter and now about ready to head to his third year, and he's a Heisman Trophy candidate, legitimate. That's a credit to him, in my opinion. The real credit goes to James in terms of after Trace and the way he's recruited the position. He has lined up the quarterback position in a way that I think is unlike anything Penn State fans have ever seen since 1965, I'll go back to, in terms of depth, talent for the position as they want to use it, and talent development while they are at Penn State getting ready to be the quarterback for the Penn State Nittany Lions. They are getting and lining up kids. They are literally, I would say right now as they head into the 18 season, they are four deep, including Trace, of quarterbacks that I think they would be not completely confident if you go all the way down to Will Levis, but comfortable putting on the football field. And I honestly believe if they had to go to Sean Clifford in 2018, James Franklin wouldn't be worried about doing that. And to me, that is a huge part of the transition of this program, with quarterback being such an important position, that sort of kind of sneakily and quietly, they have developed this position into the biggest strength of this team, in my opinion, in terms of the guy that's playing and the guys behind him and potential and the way they're developing him, than anything you've seen at Penn State. And get used to it, because in the 2019 class, they already got a really good one on board. And come August 1st, it looks like there's a good chance they get a second one. So then you're talking all the way up until 2022, 2023, 2024. You're looking at your quarterbacks for the next 5 to 6 years all on campus within 12 months.
And by the way, it's that second one who has really impressed me
He's the one you got a little bit of a man crush on.
Yes,
and
I do.
Don't underestimate Will Levis from the 2018 class. He's just going to – he's so far buried now you can't see it. But if he's the one that James Franklin went after, and it was kind of a little bit of a after Justin Fields thing, but I don't think they ever stopped wanting that kid. Like if they'd have got Justin Fields and Will Levis in the 18 class – that's what James – he's always wanted the two quarterbacks ever since he got to Penn State. I don't think they lack belief that Will Levis, if necessary, could be the quarterback of this team. And I definitely think they know that in the future that Sean Clifford can ably be the quarterback of this team. And to me, it's very stunning that the quarterback position at Penn State, which in my opinion was the weakest position through the late 80s into the 90s, they found a guy to play it, but they never really had guys lined up to be quarterbacks at an elite level. And the quarterback development, for lack of a better term, under Jay Paterno was simply not there at the level that it needed to be. The recruitment of it and the development of it looked nothing like it looks now. And I really think Penn State fans, you can look around at the skill positions and it matters the guys around them, because the quarterback is not the most important player in this offense. The running back, I would argue, in James Franklin's offense, is the number one most important position. The wide receiver, the go-to wide receiver and the slot wide receiver are a combination of two and three. The tight end is also very high up there. And then the quarterback is just simply the trigger guy.
Well, you and I could have that argument in another segment. You're listening to quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you're looking for an RV experience, go there. Anyway, here's what really impresses me about the quarterback position, Andy. If you go through the list, Trace was committed to Vanderbilt.
Right.
Vanderbilt. And now he's a Heisman candidate. The backup, Tommy Stevens, who was he committed to?
He's Indiana. The Lion. You can't call him the backup.
He's the Lion.
Because you got to keep, you want him
he
to
was,
be happy.
He was an Indiana commit. Sean right. Clifford. Sitting right in Ohio. Why is he not at Ohio State? Will Levis, people weren't beating down his door.
Nope.
Yet each one of these guys I mentioned, not that highly recruited, but we're all excited about every one of them.
Well, Ross likes to say, and I agree with him 100%, that if you look back at his high school tape of Tommy Stevens, and you look at Tommy Stevens perform a little bit at the quarterback position that he's done, even last year and the year before, just the small windows of opportunities that you see, the development from what you saw as a high school tape to the little bit of college tape that you've seen, forget the line position and the everything else he brings to the table just purely as a quarterback, the development of him as a quarterback is almost astounding from his high school tape to the little samples that you get now. And he's still got 2 years left. Don't forget, he's got this year 18 and he's still got 19 left. There is another level of development at quarterback that he's still yet to do. But in the first two steps of development, that kid alone is astounding. Sean Clifford has more overt talent coming out of high school than Tommy Stevens did. But even in the blue-white game, you just saw like three or four throws that Clifford made. You were like, aha. And he's not even on the quote-unquote radar right now in terms of the quarterback. He's the third quarterback. That's not a guy on the radar. So the development of the quarterback position, I would argue, is even better than the recruitment of the position. But I love the recruitment of the position, and I think Penn State fans, you should wholly trust James and this staff, because they're a bunch of quarterbacks, and James is a former quarterback. For what they're looking for, they know exactly the guys that they want. And then they know that once they get them, that they can develop them to be exactly what they want to be. Is Tommy Stevens a Trace McSorley clone? No. But is he kind of a Trace McSorley clone a little bit? Yeah. Is Clifford a bit of a McSorley clone? In some respects, yeah, he is.
Well, where the fans look at that, we tend to look at what does the guy look like physically. And we see Trace, and we see how nimble he is, the smaller quarterback, able to run. And then we thought, uh-oh, here's Tommy. He looks like the stereotypical big guy who's going to sit in pocket passer.
He's not.
He is really is not. And the same thing with Will Levis. If anything, he looked like a Tommy Stevens clone, that physical stature. But then we find out he goes to these camps, and he's the most athletic quarterback there.
The interesting thing about the quarterbacks that James Franklin recruits is they all kind of have a similar arm strength and arm capacity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But their size is irrelevant, whether they're barely 6 foot and 205 or whether they're 6'3 or 6'4 and 235. They still fit into this quarterback box or niche that Penn State is developing and that James Franklin wants. They all kind of fit in that. So the height and weight measurables, okay, they kind of matter, but really for what they're doing, in my opinion, it doesn't matter whether they're 6'4 and 230 or whether they're 6 foot and 205. There's a certain arm strength and capacity to read the game and ability to deliver the ball to the open field, hence to the open receiver, hence take what they're giving you. They're looking for a guy that's not going to throw the bomb down the field, but is going to deliver the ball exactly where it needs to be. They're very similar mentally, all of them, the way they deliver the ball and the way they, you know, pick a receiver and don't throw the ball into trouble. It's just they all are almost exactly the same, but they are each one distinctly different. But that is sort of the dichotomy that Penn State recruits as a quarterback. I think James is a master quarterback recruiter. And I think as he stays at Penn State longer, it's just going to get better and better. They don't need the five-star kids. They know exactly what they want.
And they've earned the trust of the fans now. Whatever quarterback James picks out, I'm just going to say he must be really good. Because James picked him out. So that missing on the Wimbush and Fields as they did,
doesn't hurt him.
It's irrelevant.
And a little bit, too. I mean, they kind of missed on Jake Zemback a little bit. Like, he's not part of the top three right now, even though time-wise he should be. Okay, that's a little bit of a miss. But they were able to back it up so far that it didn't hurt him. And getting five stars to commit, then decommit from them, or four stars, doesn't impact him. Folks, that is a lot harder than you think. Getting a quarterback like Justin Fields to commit to you and then decommit, and you barely even notice it on the radar 6 months later, tell me how easy that is. It is not. I think that is one of the most difficult things to endure, is a decommitment from a high-profile recruit and it not have an impact. And trust me, Justin Fields not coming to Penn State is not going to impact this program. That's not easy to do, guys.
Are you not, though, going to be fascinated to see the quarterback situation in Georgia this year?
Yes. I know who the starter is, but yeah.
All right. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around. Quarter number three is Ask Andy.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.